Is it good?
Yeah, we should be good to go.
Cool, let's start. Hello and welcome to our podcast.
We are Formula One rookies that have decided to air our opinions online.
Bringing you reviews based on weekly races.
As well as our race predictions for the next race based on the F1 game.
Hi guys.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's been a while.
It has been a long, long while. Well, it feels long, but it hasn't actually been that long.
It's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Hectic, I thought it was just two.
I was in quarantine for 2 weeks and then last week I wasn't available. So 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how I didn't calculate that properly, but that is a long time. I don't even know what it's equivalent to, but it's a long time. But we're back. Excited?
Yeah, we are excited because there's a lot to talk about.
A lot to catch up on since it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to actually say in this is that we're going to be more open to joining a community. So I'm going to start like asking questions on Instagram and see what people, like what other people's opinions are and then chat about it. I hope people will be into it because I think it'll be quite fun to do that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So let's just hop straight into this thing. Where we left off was it was the 70th anniversary. That's the last time. And we gave our predictions. I got mine spot on. She didn't. Yeah, if you want a friendly reminder, I did say Verstappen takes the dubs. Lewis, second. I think Bottas or Leclerc was third. Well, anyway, I said 2 Red Bull, 2 Mercedes, 1 Ferrari. That's what happened.
That's what happened. Was a really, that was like, I think, the most exciting race of the season.
It was.
I can't remember what came after. But yeah, that was a pretty exciting race. Also, just reflecting back on that race, no one expected Ferrari to be in that. I think Ferrari came third.
They did come third, yeah. It was a Red Bull.
Mercedes, Ferrari.
Mercedes and Red Bull. I don't know.
I can't remember who came after, but I think Leclerc, they did say he was driving a lonely race, but he managed. Was that the same race?
Didn't Bottas? No, that was the week before when Bottas finished 11th.
I feel like it was such a long time ago that I don't even remember what happened. That was exciting. It was just more exciting because we had another winner besides Lewis Hamilton coming up on the, like, well, number one on the podium at least, because that was exciting. So it was British Grand Prix, 70th anniversary, and then it was Barcelona, and then we had a little break, and then Spa. So that's why I missed the 3 weeks, because it was only 2 weeks of Formula One.
Yeah.
So that's why I was confused. So we had the Spanish Grand Prix, and then we had the Belgium Grand Prix in the past 2 weeks.
And this week is the Italian Grand Prix.
Yes, it's Monza.
Monza.
So all that excitement. So quick recap from the Spanish Grand Prix. I can't even remember how it ended. I'm pretty sure it was Lewis, Bottas and Verstappen on the podium.
Yeah, Ricardo. Wait, what are we talking about?
Spanish.
Oh, Spanish. Sorry. My bad. I feel like Verstappen came second.
In that Grand Prix. Yeah, but it was still 2 Mercedes and a Red Bull.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was not that exciting because I can't remember if there was any exciting things.
It was Leclerc, whose car gave up on him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they retired Leclerc. Yeah, Hamilton, Verstappen, Bottas.
Spanish Grand Prix, Leclerc's car did not finish, so he had to retire his car. And then, like, there was a point of the race where it felt as if they had forgotten that Vettel was still in the race.
He had to be like, bro, what am I doing? Am I pitting? Like, can I carry on?
And then they kind of just said,
whatever you feel like.
Yeah, do you think you can make it? And then he was being a good sport and he said, okay, he's going to try his best. But he also was a bit upset because he said that if they had told him earlier, he would have taken more care of his tires and he would have been able to produce a better result. I think he finished
8th.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it was 8th. No, it wasn't 10.
Okay, because, well, he finished in points. That's the main thing. Yeah, so that was the Spanish Grand Prix. And then we moved on to Spa.
That was a very boring race, in my opinion. Vettel and Leclerc, like, they did their best. No, I'm joking. They were trash.
Hectic.
But do you know who did shine for me? Gasly. Pierre Gasly. That man, he sent it. As well as Ricciardo. Ricciardo did really well. He was performing the whole weekend. Got fastest lap.
Yeah, at the end of the Belgium Grand Prix, he was the one that got the fastest lap.
Oh.
Spa, it was kind of like a year in remembrance of Antoine Hubert, who passed away last year. So it was kind of like that sad moment that everyone was taking a moment to remember.
Yeah, and did you see the guy who crashed into Antoine?
Yeah, Juan Manuel.
With his leg.
Yeah.
Yo, that looked serious.
It's been a whole year. So it's so crazy to think.
He's still suffering from that injury. He still has like 7 months left.
Of recovery,
yeah.
So this year when Gasly, it wasn't like the best result he's ever done, but he got grab of the day because he...
They had a good strategy going, but because of there were Russell and what's it? Giovinazzi. Yeah, that guy. They crashed.
Oh, yes.
So that put Gasly's strategy on hold and he had to end up changing his style and all of that. So I think he would have done really well because he started off with hards and he was doing really well. And then because of that, everyone just pitted and changed their tires and saw them out. So he, with like 12 laps to go, he was at the back of the track.
Yeah.
He still finished in points, which is really good.
Yeah. I what I noticed this year, I don't know if it's because I've been paying way more attention as to how like the races work and the tracks and stuff, but I realized that Spa is the longest, like not in terms of obviously the length of the track is really long, but like everyone... It takes them a long time to chase position. It's not as easy as other tracks where, yes, it does take a few laps for you to like get closer and closer, but it takes like more than a few laps with Spa, I feel, in terms of catching up. So and also with the pit stop. So I feel like if you decided to do a pit, no, I think I also saw it in F2. It might not have happened that much in F1, but if you decided to do a pit stop, you were going to come out right at the end of the pack. Like you weren't going to come out back into your position.
Normally you come out and you're still like top 10.
Yeah.
Like, and you're in that type of position. For me, the only entertaining thing was, I think it was Albon, Norris, and Ocon.
Oh, yes, Ocon. Yes, I remember.
But that was like the last three laps of the race.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, nice.
Who was going to take? I think it was fifth or fourth or something.
Yeah, it was fifth.
And Ocon stole it from Albon. But Albon did pretty good. He went like 24 laps on mediums and the rest of them were on hards. So,
also going back, I think we should have said this at the start. Carlos Sainz.
Yeah, poor guy.
He was unable to start the race.
You see his face, like watching, it was showing like highlights of like Vettel and Leclerc and he looked so disappointed. So disappointed. So disappointed. And even like the commentary, they were like, do you think he's like sitting there and being like, damn, I made a mistake? Or like, this is the car I'm racing next year.
I actually didn't say that, but I know he was very upset. Like he was angry upset when it came down to not being able to start the race. And it was also kind of shocking. Like, I feel like it's kind of weird. I've never seen that before. And then we saw it twice this season, where a car couldn't even start the race, like, and couldn't participate.
That happened with Hülkenberg.
Yeah, for Racing Point. Yeah. So it's strange. I don't know what's happening with the cars this season, but very weird.
Ferrari. Yeah. How do you go from winning it 2 years in a row?
Yeah. With Ferrari, every car on the track had improved in their time at Spa, but Ferrari had like
decreased.
Yeah, they were like a minute slower or really slow compared to last year's time. So that was kind of sad. And that's why when we watched them the whole weekend, they were performing so badly. Like they were competing against Williams. I saw the meme that said this Ferrari thing, and it was like Williams now, because that's who they were competing against. I think there was a point in the race where the Alfa Romeos were going faster than the Ferraris, and I was just like,
yo, Raikkonen, yep. When he overtook Vettel and he sent it, and he didn't even use his DRS, and he just went cruising past Vettel.
Yeah, like that's the sad part of, that's why, I mean, like, I don't know if it's just Spa as a track, but like the slow teams were really disadvantaged. F2 is more exciting this year. I think it's because the championship's very close there.
Yeah, like there's almost like a different winner every race.
The thing about F2 that I love is that they have two races. So if you don't win race one, you can win race two. Like being nowhere close to race, because I don't know if you know, they do a reverse grid in race two. So race one, you get your 1 to 20 drivers, and then race two, the top 8 drivers reverse. So whoever came out first in race one will be 8th, and the 8th guy will be first. So sometimes they do a strategy where they plan in race one to only get 8th so that they start first in the second race. If anyone's been watching the F2 season this year, it's been really cool. Callum Ilott, I have high hopes for him. I really want him to come to Formula One because he's my favorite. But there are other contenders. I think Robert Schwartzman and Mick Schumacher, people have high hopes for Schumacher to join Alfa Romeo. If not this year, if not 2021, then 2022. But it's cool. Brandon, I highly recommend you start watching F2 because...
I've got so much like to watch, so I don't know if I should. It's just like my weekends will be gone.
Yeah, I know. Like Formula 1, basically, like we don't do anything when there's Formula 1 on. We even watch Formula 3 sometimes, so it is definitely... Like just now, I was just checking the app. They've already started doing practice one for Formula 1, so we're missing out some of that.
I don't actually really watch the practices. Like I'll watch highlights and stuff, but just because I'm so busy on like Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
That even I make time to watch qualifying.
Yeah.
But it's rare that I actually get to like have enough time to watch qualifying. Sometimes I arrive just like Q2.
Well, Q3 is the most important part of qualifying anyway. Depends on you, I guess, if you're really caring about it or you just want to see the end result. Because some people are just like, we want to just see who wins the race, which is what I used to be like before. I used to be like, it all only matters at the race. And it does only really matter at the race, because anything could happen. Anyone could crash. We're very biased because we both Ferrari supporters, well, default Ferrari supporters, whichever way.
Well, basically, I'm more on the Red Bull side.
Okay. Because Brandon suddenly changed because Ferrari is failing this season.
No.
You can go back to the previous podcast and even the first one. And I'm like, I'm still identifying a team that I want to support, but my family supports Ferrari. And I'm choosing Red Bull based on Max, basically.
Everyone has high hopes come 2021, 2022, where the car changes. Oh, just, this is like, by the way, but with regards to the whole Racing Point thing, with like Racing Point is like...
What, with McLaren or Renault?
Yeah, well, remember Renault was like telling on them, saying that they have some extras in their car, or they copied Mercedes.
Yeah.
So everyone's dropped out of the appeal except for Ferrari still in it. They're still fighting against them. We don't know why, like what Ferrari knows that everyone else doesn't know, or what everyone else got told that Ferrari probably didn't get told. But I did see, even though it said Ferrari's the only one still appealing, maybe they're not the only ones. Maybe I didn't read the right article, but Christian came round and he said that it is unfair, like whatever's happening with the Racing Point thing, and if FIA doesn't do anything about it, and if it carries on, then next year he's gonna make his like AlphaTauris be exactly the same as the Red Bulls. He says that there's a rule in place. That's why he has like that's the difference between Red Bull and AlphaTauri, is that they're two separate teams, so they have two separate building blocks to create the team. So with Racing Point being a Mercedes team, if they are, I don't know what that is, but
yeah, they're taking a lot of the stuff from Mercedes.
Yeah, and which is against the rules that everyone else is obeying, basically, because Ferrari has Alfa Romeo, Red Bull has Alfa Tauri, so it is kind of like unfair in that sense. So I just thought interesting, because Christian's like, if AA doesn't do anything about it, then next year he's going to have four cars exactly the same on the grid.
So now she has Albon and Gasly just kicking down.
It was just interesting information if anyone wanted to know. There's a lot of drama, I feel, outside of the race. Like, the race is not dramatic enough for us, so we have to look for the drama outside.
Do you play the F1 Fantasy League?
No.
I do. I'm doing pretty decent in it.
How do you play? Do you just like select your people?
And then you have like a certain amount of money to choose like five drivers and a constructor. So it's hard because everyone just, they're all like, I'm going to choose Max, Bottas and Hamilton and Mercedes. But you can't because you only have a certain amount of money to spend.
Okay.
So like you can choose Max, Bottas and Lewis, but you probably won't be able to afford anything else. You'd probably have like Williams or everything else. I mean, it's just like, what's the point of playing?
Oh, so I get like the top people obviously cost more than the...
Yeah. So everyone's valued at a different thing.
That's interesting. I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, I love playing it. I'm in a league with my friend. He's called it anyone but Hamilton. Like, this is like a call, like anyone but Hamilton to win the race.
That's so funny. The only Formula One game I had is like that. There's an app on my phone where you can drive a Formula One car. I did see that there's this new game though that's called F1 Manager or something. Yeah.
Well, I have the F1 2020 game. So I play that and you kind of create your own team and all of that. So it's pretty cool. Select an engine, get sponsors. My teammates actually, Anton, Hubert, they kept him in the game.
Oh, yes. I think it's really cool that they did that.
Yeah. I think it's also pretty cool.
So, yeah. So that was just our catch up because we missed each other. Three weeks.
2 weeks.
Brandon, did you miss me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing about Brandon is that we didn't see each other for 3 weeks. He still didn't even message me for 3 weeks. Bro, like I'm radio
actually,
silence.
I'm actually hardly on my phone. I'm like, people are like, bro, why don't you message me? And I'm like, you didn't message me. You could say the same thing to you. So
we missed each other. We missed making our podcast because we love doing it. But we didn't miss the races because he still carried on there.
No. But like even my screen time on my phone, my screen time is like 2 hours a day.
Do you know what's funny is that after all of this, Brian is still defending himself that he doesn't use his phone.
Just saying.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's just kind of a catch up. We kind of missed a lot. Don't forget to subscribe. I think it's subscribe. How do you do it on a podcast? You subscribe, right?
Yeah.
So please subscribe. We're now so cool. We're available on so many platforms now. So listen to us.
True.
You can listen to us on Spotify and Google Podcast. I think we're still working on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. We're not there yet. Also, please do message us on Instagram. The link should be in the description, but it's the Instagram account is Loves Formula One, because we love Formula One. I'm actually really interested to see who supports who. So please reach out to us so we can find you. And and please share our podcast with people. We do have some listeners, but we think it would be cool if we could reach
more.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're the only South Africans to do it, so.
Yo, we think we're the only South Africans. We haven't found
it. We're the only South Africans.
Please like. I don't think you can like. You can share. Listen to it 5 times maybe if you want to. We're not that interesting. It's fine. You don't have to. But definitely reach out on Instagram. You can give us a follow. And yeah, stay tuned. We're going to try to be more better with posting. We're going to try definitely once a week.
Cheers, bye, guys.